During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Just because they seem normal doesn't mean they are. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You're watching a courtroom drama unfold, and the defendant, who's already representing herself, starts accusing the judge of yelling at her like she's arguing with the manager at a Target customer service desk. That's essentially what we witnessed on Friday when Lori Vallow Daybell got herself kicked out of her own trial, and now here we are on Monday, June 9th, 2025, day three of her conspiracy to murder trial, and somehow things are about to get even more fascinating. So here's what went down today in that Phoenix courtroom, and trust me, the evidence presented was like watching someone try to cover up a bank heist by leaving a trail of breadcrumbs straight to their front door. Detective Ryan Piller took the stand, and this guy basically laid out how Alex Cox, Lori's brother and alleged trigger man, made the digital equivalent of signing his name at the crime scene. You know how your mom always told you the internet is forever? Well, Alex apparently never got that memo because this genius logged into his Gmail account on a burner phone. That's like wearing a disguise to rob a bank but forgetting to take off your name tag from work. The cell phone evidence was particularly damning. On the morning of October 2nd, 2019, while Alex Cox was allegedly lying in wait in the back of a Jeep with a rifle, ready to shoot Brandon Boudreau outside his Gilbert, Arizona home, there was a 24-minute phone call between Lori and Alex's phones while both were in Rexburg, Idaho. Cell towers don't lie. And they showed that Alex's burner phone was pinging right near Brandon's house at the exact time of the shooting. This same burner phone had been used to make appointments for window tinting and was present during a burner phone purchase at Walmart. It's like creating an electronic paper trail while trying to commit the perfect crime. Speaking of that window tinting, Dan Moss, who owns a shop in Rexburg, testified that Alex had gotten the darkest possible tint applied over the Jeep's factory tint. We're talking 5% over 20%, which creates windows so dark you literally cannot see through them. For context, that's darker than what most states even allow on vehicles. It's like wearing sunglasses at night while also hiding under a blanket. Combined with the fact that Alex also removed the back seat and spare tire from the Jeep to create what prosecutors called a shooting platform, this wasn't exactly subtle preparation for a casual road trip. But here's what really drives home the premeditation aspect. Brandon Boudreau, the intended victim, who thankfully survived when the bullet missed his head by mere inches, immediately told police who he thought was responsible. When first responders asked him who might want to hurt him, he didn't hesitate. He named Lori Vallow and Alex Cox right away, and specifically mentioned an incident in Chandler involving these same people just months earlier. That's referring to the July 2019 shooting death of Charles Vallow, Lori's fourth husband, by Alex Cox. Brandon understood he was potentially the next target in a pattern of violence, and only five people in the world knew his new address, with his ex-wife Milani being the only one connected to Lori. The technical evidence painted a story of careful planning mixed with sloppy execution. License plate readers tracked the Jeep's journey from Idaho to Arizona, showing it arrived about 26 hours before the shooting. The forensics team found gunshot residue throughout the rear interior of the Jeep, exactly where you'd expect if someone fired a rifle from inside the vehicle. They found Alex's DNA on the steering wheel, door handles, and seatbelt buckles. Storage unit surveillance footage showed Lori and Alex putting the removed Jeep seat and spare tire into storage the day before the shooting, then returning after the shooting to retrieve these same items. It's like they read Crime Cover-Up for Dummies but skipped the chapter about avoiding cameras. Now Lori representing herself because apparently she thinks she's got this whole lawyer thing figured out, tried to cross-examine Detective Piller today. Watching someone who's already serving life sentences for murdering her own children try to play Perry Mason is surreal, but she actually managed to highlight some genuine investigative gaps. She established that glass fragments found at the scene were never forensically tested to confirm they came from Brandon's vehicle window. Police had simply assumed the connection without scientific verification. No bullet casings were recovered. No surveillance video existed from the area, and only one piece of glass was photographed despite multiple fragments being found. Her questioning revealed that Brandon's interview lasted only 40 minutes and contained transcription errors. This systematic approach to highlighting reasonable doubt showed Lori actually understands criminal procedure better than you might expect from someone representing herself. Her defense strategy focused on the absence of direct physical evidence linking her to the scene, emphasizing that only Brandon claims a shooting occurred. She questioned whether the window tinting could have been for sun protection and suggested maybe Alex was just visiting Arizona for innocent reasons, conveniently ignoring that he drove 11 hours through the night, removed his vehicle's back seat, got impossibly dark window tint, and then just happened to be parked outside Brandon's house at the exact moment Brandon came home from the gym. The atmosphere today marked a stark contrast to Friday's proceedings when Lori was physically removed from the courtroom. Judge Justin Boreski maintained firm control throughout Monday's session, and observers noted the significantly calmer proceedings. The massive public interest remained evident, with every seat filled and spectators lining up as early as 5:30 a.m. to secure entry. When Lori attempted to introduce emails between Brandon and Detective Piller, Judge Boreski ruled against admitting them after prosecutors objected that the emails could relate to other investigations. The prosecution also put on record that Lori's claims of loving all people and having no malice could potentially open the door to evidence about her 4 murder convictions from Idaho. What made today particularly revealing was Lori's post-shooting internet searches. That evening, after the shooting attempt, she searched for man shot in Gilbert A's and man shot in Gilbert A's 10/2/2019 and even misspelled Brandon's name while searching for news about him. This is consciousness of guilt at its finest. These searches show she knew about the shooting, was concerned about whether Brandon survived, and was worried about what information might be public. The broader context here is crucial. This isn't just about one attempted murder. This is Lori Vallow Daybell's final trial, the last in a series of cases that have revealed a pattern of allegedly eliminating anyone she and Chad Daybell saw as obstacles to their plans. She's already serving life sentences for murdering her children, Jay, and Tylee. She was convicted just 2 months ago for conspiracy to murder her 4th husband, Charles Vallow. And now she's on trial for allegedly conspiring to murder Brandon Boudreau, who had the audacity to oppose his ex-wife's involvement in Lori's apocalyptic belief system. Detective Piller's testimony also revealed the sophisticated planning that went into this attempted murder. Alex had searched for Brandon's address multiple times, had looked up shooting ranges to practice, had researched trajectory angles, and had even looked up back roads for escape routes. This wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision. This was planned like a military operation, except executed with the competence of someone who learned about covert operations from action movies. The legal implications are significant. Conspiracy to commit murder doesn't require that the murder actually succeed. It just requires an agreement between 2 or more people to commit the crime and at least 1 overt act in furtherance of that agreement. The prosecution has shown agreement through the burner phone communications between Lori, Alex, and Chad. They've shown multiple overt acts, including purchasing the burner phones, modifying the vehicle, conducting surveillance, and ultimately the shooting itself. The vehicle modifications evidence showed specific intent. You don't remove a car seat and spare tire to create a shooting platform unless you're planning to shoot from that platform. You don't get windows tinted so dark that you literally cannot see through them unless you don't want to be seen. These modifications transformed an ordinary Jeep into what prosecutors called a mobile hunting blind, and there was only one person being hunted that October morning. What makes this trial particularly significant is that it represents the last chance for justice in this sprawling conspiracy. Alex Cox died in December 2019 before he could be charged. Chad Daybell is serving his own death sentence in Idaho. But Lori, despite already facing life in prison, is getting one more day in court, one more chance to face accountability for the full scope of her alleged crimes. And she's choosing to do it while representing herself, which is either breathtaking hubris or complete detachment from reality. The prosecution's case is building toward a clear narrative. Lori Vallow Daybell, along with her brother Alex Cox and boyfriend Chad Daybell, allegedly engaged in a systematic campaign to eliminate anyone they saw as obstacles. Charles Vallow was allegedly an obstacle to Lori's relationship with Chad. The children were allegedly obstacles to their new life together. Tammy Daybell was allegedly an obstacle as Chad's existing wife. And Brandon Boudreau was allegedly an obstacle because he opposed his ex-wife's involvement in their group and potentially stood to interfere with their plans. As we wrap up day three of this trial, the evidence presented shows a conspiracy that was both elaborate and sloppy, sophisticated in its planning but amateur in its execution. It's like watching someone plan a perfect crime but forgetting that in the real world, cell phones track your location. Cameras record your movements, and DNA doesn't lie. The prosecution has methodically laid out how digital breadcrumbs, physical evidence, and good old-fashioned detective work have allegedly connected Lori to this attempted murder. Tomorrow we're expecting more technical evidence, possibly including ballistics analysis, and more details about financial motives. There's talk of life insurance policies and beneficiary changes. Because apparently, in addition to doomsday prophecies and dark souls, good old-fashioned greed might have played a role too. We might also see more of Lori's self-representation skills on display, which, based on today's performance, should provide plenty of material for legal textbooks on what not to do when questioning witnesses. The real tragedy in all of this is that Brandon Boudreau survived to tell his story, but others didn't. Tylee Ryan, J.J. Vallow, Charles Vallow, and Tammy Daybell are all gone, allegedly victims of a conspiracy driven by twisted religious beliefs and selfish desires. This trial isn't just about one failed murder attempt. It's about a pattern of violence, a systematic elimination of human obstacles, and the banality of evil dressed up in religious extremism. As Detective Piller stepped down from the witness stand today, you could see the weight of this case on everyone in that courtroom. The judge trying to maintain order while dealing with a self-represented defendant who just days ago accused him of yelling at her. The prosecutors methodically presenting evidence while trying not to be derailed by amateur legal tactics. And Lori herself sitting there in her jail scrubs, occasionally scribbling notes, sometimes smiling inappropriately. Playing lawyer while serving life sentences for murdering her own children. So that's where we stand after day three. The evidence is mounting, the conspiracy is being laid bare, and Lori Vallow Daybell continues to navigate her own defense with the confidence of someone who thinks she's smarter than everyone else in the room. Tomorrow promises more evidence, more testimony, and potentially more pieces of a puzzle that's already showing a clear and damning picture. Stay tuned. Because if today taught us anything, it's that this trial can take unexpected turns at any moment, especially when the defendant is determined to control her own fate in a system that's already decided she's guilty of far worse crimes.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed.
in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeet.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.